The issues that will be discussed will ultimately have an impact on each one of us.
Incumbent Mark Poloncarz and challenger Ray Walter addressed topics including Common Core, whether the Metro Rail should expand into the suburbs, whether taxpayers should support a new Buffalo Bills stadium, and the county's past troubles within its Child Protective Services program. Regarding term limits, Walter is for them. He says politicians who hold an office for too long get too much power and owe too many political favors. It was then he took aim at his opponent.
For example, the county executive, he criticized my opponent 4 years ago for taking thousands of dollars from a Harris Beach law firm, yet he's turned around and taken the exact same amount of dollars from the Harris Beach law firm, $10,000 donation in the last check, because they do work for the ECIDA that he controls.
Poloncarz replied by saying that he returned a $25,000 check to a law firm at a time his office was hiring lawyers.
I may be the first and only elected official in county history, for that matter, probably state and local history, who returned a substantial donation because I did not want to make it appear that I was being up for sale. I'm not up for sale.
This is the 31st year St. Joe's has hosted a political debate. Advanced placement government teacher Ted Lina says many in the audience are not yet old enough to vote, but they will be next year when the White House is at stake.
They have been paying close attention to the presidential debates, both Democrat and Republican. They realize, at least the upperclassmen, that they're all going to be able to vote next year, and they're taking that seriously.
You can hear the full debate on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.